through this yoga of dance, the emotions, really, you can see them and you can feel them and they come up, and then you can heal them through the dance and be the healer for yourself.
My conversation with Katariina Hotsalo, a yoga teacher from Finland, was so curious as we dove into what Shakti flow and Shakti dance is, a mystical type of yoga that involves the four elements, feminine energy, and shadow work. I hope that this conversation made you curious about unique holistic offerings like quantum hypnosis, awareness training, and body-mind balancing treatments. So if you're looking to tune into a podcast episode that is all about yoga in Finland, then this is the conversation for you. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Wild Yoga Tribe podcast. I'm your host, Lily Allen Duenas. Together, we'll talk about the world of yoga and we'll talk to people from around the world. Before diving into the episode, I wanted to invite you to head on over to my Patreon account. I would love your support, and I'm thrilled to have this beautiful community space where we can do yoga together, meditate together, and you'll get access to exclusive content. Get ready for some private Zoom Q&As, free printable art, meditation recordings, and more. Follow the link in the show notes to get started, or head on over to any of my social media channels or my website, wildyogatribe.com, to hang out, get to know each other better, and find out more about all the support and resources available to you. Ready to dive in? Let's get started. Namaste, family, and welcome back to the Wild Yoga Tribe podcast. Today, I am so excited to welcome Katariina Hotsalo onto the show today. She is a yoga teacher from Finland and is the owner of Yoga School Shanti, a studio with over two decades of history in Finland. Specializing in Shakti dance and Shakti flow yoga, Katariina brings 20 years of diverse experience, offering classes focused on spiritual and psychological growth through breath, movement, and energy work. She also has a background in education, sociology, and future sciences. So Katariina's passion lies in fostering self-compassion and exploring the wonders of life through yoga. So thank you so much, Katariina, for being with me on the show today.
Thank you, Lily. It's very lovely to be here.
I'd love to start the show, Katariina, just asking you about how yoga first came into your life. How did you discover yoga?
Yeah, I think I was like 18 years old and I went to this Hatha yoga class, and then I just laughed because it was so silly. It wasn't for me then. It was quite embarrassing to laugh all the class through. So that's my first memory of yoga. And after that, I think I was 19, I found Ashtanga yoga. Then I started to go to the classes.
Oh, wow. It's fun to hear that, how you first found Hatha yoga and you're like, oop, not for me. And then you found Ashtanga. You're like, okay, better fit. But then what led you to become a yoga teacher? So if you had these experiences when you were not even 20 years old, how did that path continue?
I took a break from yoga altogether for a couple of years because of my back. And then I got this autoimmune disease and I started to feel pretty bad because of the disease. And I didn't have a diagnosis then yet. And I wanted to find something to cure me for myself. And then I discovered this Kundalini yoga. And that was a very powerful experience for me. I was then, I think, 24 years old or something. I started to practice Kundalini yoga very intensively for many years. But then my teacher changed. He moved abroad and I couldn't get that feeling from Kundalini yoga anymore, which I had before. And then I tried Ashtanga yoga again and did it for a while. And I did this Kundalini yoga and then Ashtanga back and forth for several years. And also yin yoga came in my life, and it was very important to, I did it like in the evenings before bed. Those three, Ashtanga and Kundalini yoga and yin yoga, was the most important for me. Then Kundalini yoga became a daily practice in some point, and here I am, Kundalini yoga almost 20 years.
Clearly it is part of you and part of your heart and part of your practice. I love that. And I know that you teach Shakti flow yoga and Shakti dance. Can you tell us more about what that is?
Shakti dance is like the yoga of dance. And Sara Avtar discovered this Shakti dance. Shakti dance is a part or a path of Kundalini yoga. And also it has some Hatha yoga aspects. And it's like it combines the yoga and dance and then energy work also. It's like this very feminine yoga. And I really find it curing and healing because of the feminine flow in it, when there's dance and free movement, and it's very healing. As a woman in this masculine world, it's very healing.
Oh, beautiful. So is it more of a very fluid kind of water tai chi like dance through asanas? Is it more vinyasa flow? I'm struggling to picture it.
Yeah. A part of it, yes, but there's also this fire element and also earth. We are moving all the elements in it, so it's flowing through all the elements, yeah. So it's sometimes it's very wild also.
Okay. And is it it's not a set sequence, right? It would be generated by the teacher uniquely every time?
Yeah. And it has 8 sequences. And it's like the class is very long, like 3 hours altogether. So there is this Shakti flow, flowing asanas sequence, and then the standing dance sequence, and then this free dance, free movement. And then we relax. And then there is this celestial communication and tuning out and first, of course, tuning in. And so you can spend the whole day in doing Shakti dance if you want to.
So there's 8 separate classes, or 8 sequences are involved in every class? 3-hour class?
They are involved in every class. But when I teach Shakti flow, then there is no dancing. So it's more quicker to practice.
Okay. And so a Shakti flow would be a 1-hour class, just, and it's a part of yoga dance. So they're very intertwined.
Yes.
Very cool. And how did you discover Shakti yoga and Shakti dance? Like, how did it become on your radar? Because it's something I've never heard of.
Yeah, I've done dance classes for all my life, almost. And also this Kundalini yoga is very dear to me. And then someday it was like during COVID, I think I didn't have my dance classes. And then I asked the universe, how could I find this dance and yoga thing which would be exactly for me? Because then the dance classes were too, you are just copying the teacher. It's not creative enough for me then. And I wished I could find this something which would be more creative. Then I saw this ad about Shakti dance. I've never heard about it before. And then I saw the ad and I started to cry. And it was so powerful because I saw that someone has brought dance and yoga together. So it really touched me. And I was like, this is for me. And then I signed in to the teacher training right ahead, and I haven't even tried Shakti dance class then. Of course, then I went to, but it's quite a mystical thing how I found it.
That's incredible. And I was wondering, what do you think is one of the most powerful gifts that this Shakti yoga and Shakti dance brings for you? Is there a powerful gift or a lesson that it teaches, or what draws you in and connects you to it so much?
Yeah, it's something about this inner work. I don't know if you have heard about shadow work, which is this inner work where you really try to get to know your not so nice things inside of you, and sometimes even traumas, and then all the emotions which are we keep in our bodies, like they are stuck in there. Through this yoga of dance, the emotions really, you can see them and you can feel them, and they come up, and then you can heal them through the dance. And also breathing. Breathing is very big part of the Shakti dance.
I imagine with all that feminine energy also that you mentioned about how you can heal some of the parts of you, and definitely shadow work is something that I think is becoming more and more aware of, hopefully universally, just acknowledging all parts of ourselves and getting to know not just the parts that maybe present themselves with brightness and glowy and fun, but some of those wounds and traumas or the fears or the stories that we carry that are heavy.
Get to know that part of yourself also and be the healer for yourself.
It's a powerful thing to be able to heal yourself, to self-soothe, to take care, and to take action to feel more well and better. And I think that's incredible that Shakti Flow and Shakti Dance has given that to you, and that you're bringing that to your community. That's what you're offering to the students in Finland.
Yeah.
So what is the community of yoga practitioners in Finland like? I know that your yoga studio has been around for 20 years. Is it more popular today than it was 10 years ago or 20 years ago? Could you tell us more about that history element of yoga in Finland?
Yeah, I think there are many different yoga types in Finland. And most of them, I think, is like this gym yoga where anyone can go. And then we also have this, I think it's Christian yoga or something, which is quite funny, but if someone likes it, it's okay. Why not? I think that yoga has started to be integrated into many other forms of exercise, or even in workplaces or in schools for kids. For example, children are taught like these mindfulness kind of things or breathing exercises with sound bowls and relaxation. And I think this is great because yoga is also these things and not just asanas. And I think it's great because then yoga is also becoming a part of people's everyday lives and not just this hobby or a class to go and like once a week. And more people are also choosing to do yoga also online, especially after COVID. And it's no longer necessary to go to a yoga studio or some yoga trip to India to get good quality yoga instruction or teaching. And I really hope that yoga and its wisdom will continue to spread into people's everyday lives. But I also hope that people also will continue to go to yoga studios, to a yoga class with other people, because this practicing in a group really has its own magic compared to doing it solo. Yeah. But I think yoga is quite popular and everyone knows something about yoga here in Finland.
That's great that everybody knows something about yoga. It's something that the whole community can understand. If you bump into somebody in the street, oh yeah, I teach yoga, and no one's, oh, what is that? Yeah. I think that we do have to thank for sure technology, the internet, social media, YouTube, yeah, for gaining that awareness. Mm-hmm. Do you think it was because of the internet that and YouTube, as you mentioned, and online classes, that it did gain more recognition? Or do you feel like it was something else?
I think social media has a big part of it, yes.
And in Finland, since your studio has been there from 20 years, what has the progression been like over the last 20 years of practitioners? Is there a lot of young people, old people, women, men? Is it people are seeking more yin practices in the past and now more Shanga, like what have you noticed?
In here in Shanti, we have this Hatha Yoga, which is the most popular one, and then also yin yoga. And most of our customers are women. Most of them are over 15 years old. And of course, we have some young people too, which is great. But yeah, most of them are 50 to 60 years old women.
Okay. And so beyond yoga, I know that you teach and offer quantum hypnosis, awareness training, and body-mind balancing treatment. Could you tell us more about these offerings? I'm sure some of our listeners have never heard about them.
Quantum hypnosis, it's like deep relaxation method where your inner wisdom is the guidance, and it differs from hypnotherapy quite a lot. But I think quantum hypnosis is something very unique, and it's also very healing because then your conscious mind goes to the background and then your inner wisdom and intuition can come up. Actually, we can discuss with your inner wisdom through the session. So it's very healing and it's very magical. Also, and my customers say after the session, wow, what happened? It's quite new here in Finland. I know Dolores Cannon discovered it. It's very important to also get to know your unconscious side if you want to get to know yourself better.
Yeah, and to have more tools to do that. This is a tool I've never heard of before, the quantum hypnosis. Yeah. So you offer it at Shanti?
And also online.
Okay, both. Great. And what about awareness training and body-mind balancing treatment? What are those?
Body-mind balancing is like energy healing. It doesn't differ from Reiki healing that much. And then this awareness coaching, it's like I do this neuro-linguistic practice, I think, NLP. NLP is neuro-linguistic programming. Then I offer also this shadow work coaching, and it's like combining different things I have learned in my life and in my work in that coaching I offer.
It sounds like you do have a lot of different modalities and offerings, and I appreciate you explaining what some of those are for us. Something I do ask Katarina to every guest who comes on the show is, what is your personal definition of yoga? I know that we have texts and quotes and sutras, but I'm just wondering, what does yoga mean for you?
Yoga brings my body and my spirit and my soul together.
Yoga brings spirit and soul and body together, and that's beautiful. And what do you feel like is your community or your culture's response to yoga? Do you feel like in Finland they really need it because of stress, or do you feel like it's not a practice that they lean towards as much because they sleep great and they don't have stress? You know, is there something a little bit deeper that we could go into?
Yeah, I think in Finland we are very stressed. And although there is this saying that Finnish people are the most happiest people in the earth, but we also laugh to that quote. And because Finnish people work so much and in their life is always accomplishing something, so it's very stressful.
So they're always really busy and they are feeling ambitious and drive and things that would at work that kind of would cause them to be stressed.
And then we also, of course, in Finland, we have a lot of abundance and in a materialic sense, and many things are possible here in Finland for everyone. But then there's also this a lot of this work fatigue in Finland, and many young people also are not well, like mental issues, like depression and anxiety are very pervasive. And also these old people are very lonely. So I believe that there is a need for yoga for everyone. And as well as many other alternative therapies and lifestyles for more holistic well-being. And I think nowadays and also in the future.
It's good to know. It's good to know because, yeah, people do assume that Finland is very stress-free and everyone's happy. As you mentioned, Scandinavia is always known for having such a high quality of happiness. And I think that's good to know that there is the work fatigue, there's burnout, there's stress, and it's everywhere. So it's another reason where everyone needs yoga, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
So just to go a little bit more into Finland too, for some of our listeners who have never, you know, really Googled Finland or visited or know very much about it, can you tell us about your country? Tell us about what Finland is like to live or where it is in the world, what language you speak, just some of the basics for our listeners to get a better sense of what Finland is and what it's like.
Yeah, Finland is in north, next to Sweden and next to Russia. And we have four seasons here. And right now it is winter and it's very cold, like minus 10 degrees of Celsius. And we also have snow here right now. And even the story goes that Santa Claus is from Finland, from Lapland. And I think Finland is quite advanced in technology, and we have this democratic welfare state. And yeah, I think that's the reason why everyone says that Finns are the happiest people in the world, because we have this beautiful nature, we have forests and lakes, and the nature and water is pure, and the air is pure, and Finnish people are very honest and hardworking. They are not easy to get to know because they are so honest. So they discover who you are and can I trust you, and then you get a lifetime friends from Finnish people.
I want to say, Katerina, I'm so grateful that we were able to have this conversation together and we were able to dive a little bit more into what Shakti yoga is and what Shakti flow and dance is. And I'm grateful that you took time to explain that mystical elements of it and then some of the other unique holistic offerings you do offer to your community. So if any of our listeners wanted to get in touch with you, wanted to reach out, I will link your Instagram account and your websites on the show notes. So anyone can just scroll down, click buttons, and automatically be linked and routed to connect with you. But would you like to say here on the podcast itself, what's the best way to get in touch?
Oh yeah, through Instagram or email. Yeah, those are the best.
Thank you, Katerina, so much for being with me on the show today. I really have loved speaking with you.
The pleasure was mine. Thank you.
Hey, friends. If you're a podcaster or thinking about getting into podcasting, first off, welcome. And I'm so happy you're listening to my show. I also felt that it was long overdue to give a shout out to Zencastr, the software I use to record all of my episodes here on the podcast. So with guests from all over the world, I needed something that would be easy to use and would capture studio quality sound with my guests. Zencastr's multi-layered backups ensured that the recordings were safe, even if the connection wasn't stable. And trust me, it has been a lifesaver over the years. Go to zencastr.com/pricing and use my code YOGA, and you'll get 30% off your first month of any Zencastr paid plan. I want you to have the same easy experiences I do for all my podcasting and content needs. It's time to share your story. Thank you for the gift of your attention today. If you feel called, please share this episode with someone who you think could benefit from it. Leaving a review would also be so appreciated. I also hope you can join me online on my website, wildyogatribe.com, or on social media. I would love to get to know you better. I would love to share with you and to hear your thoughts. Send me a DM, send me a note, get in touch. It would be great to hear from you. And as always, be well, dear one. Be well. Thank you.